You're listening to ITEMU News, a production of the Texas A&M International University Office of Public Relations, Marketing, and Information Services. I'm Melissa Barrientos-Whitfield, Communications and Social Media Specialist. Today is Thursday, October 20th. Meet with college representatives from Texas and beyond at Laredo College Night, Wednesday, October 26th, at the TAMU Ballroom. Admission is free and open to the public. High school juniors and seniors are strongly encouraged to attend. Juan G. Garcia, Jr., Director of the Office of Recruitment and School Relations, said this is a once-a-year opportunity for high school students to meet with university and college representatives from many institutions and explore their different options. This is their chance to ask any questions or concerns that they might have about admissions, costs, housing, student life, etc., he stressed. Students who attend are encouraged to have copies of their high school transcripts handy. College Night participants will have an opportunity to plan their future and possibly win a scholarship or other door prizes. Among the universities and colleges represented are Abilene Christian University, Cisco College, Laredo Community College, Our Lady of the Lake University, Sam Houston State University, Shriner University, Southwestern Assemblies of God University, St. Edward's University, St. Mary's University, Sil Ross University, and many more. For a complete list of universities at College Night, please visit us at tamu.edu. And for more information on College Night, or for more information about TAMU, contact the Office of Recruitment and School Relations at enroll@tamu.edu or call 956-326-2270. The TAMU Binational Center will present a benefit performance of Mi Novia La Tristeza, the life and music of Agustin Lara, Friday, October 28th at the TAMU Student Center Ballroom at 7 p.m. The production features live piano music and Spanish-language conversations with Mexican authors Guadalupe Loaiza and Pavel Granados about the famed Mexican composer. Audience members will have an opportunity to interact and listen to the most memorable anecdotes of Lara's life, music, movies, and women. The evening benefits the Binational Scholarship Fund for Nuevo Laredo students. Tickets are $50, $75, and $100 and include hors d'oeuvres and wine bar. Loaiza is a popular journalist and author of a number of books that observe the irony of Mexican society. Granados, also a journalist and published author, focuses on literature and popular culture for many Mexico magazines and cultural supplements and has published an acclaimed anthology on the poet Salvador Díaz Mirón. The much-revered Mexican singer and songwriter Lara was born in Veracruz and became the nation's top songman with hits like Solamente Una Vez, Tropicana, Granada, and 700 other compositions. For additional information on Mi Novia La Tristeza, the life and music of Agustin Lara, please contact Maria I. Salazar at the Binational Center at 956-326-2834. Adults interested in continuing their education to become a pharmacy technician can now take non-credit classes offered by the TAMU Office of Continuing Education. The pharmacy technician program begins Monday, November 7th, and will meet from 6 to 9 p.m. Mondays and Wednesdays. The training program consists of 84 hours of classroom study and an additional 120-hour internship. The program offers students both theoretical and practical training through hands-on experience in preparation for entry-level positions in retail and institutional pharmacy settings, explained Kimberly Martin del Campo, director of the Office of Continuing Education. Tuition is $4,495. Tuition assistance and payment plans are available for those who qualify through various lending sources, Martin del Campo added. Admission to the university is not required. Upon completion of this program, students will be able to perform all the duties required in any pharmacy practice setting, Martin del Campo said. Students will also be prepared to take the certification exam offered by the Pharmacy Technician Certification Board and become a certified pharmacy technician. The program is being launched in partnership with the National Collegiate Partners. They have launched similar programs in New Mexico and Texas, which have been very successful. Brochures and applications are available in the Office of Continuing Education in Anthony J. and Georgia A. Pellegrino Hall, room 301, online at tamu.edu/binationalcenter/farmtech, and by email at continuingeducation@tamu.edu. For more information, contact Martin del Campo at 956-326-2765 or kimberly.mc@tamu.edu. The TAMU Sewin Radcliffe Killam Library is now one of 15 state universities to become part of the Texas Digital Library, or TDL, a consortium of higher education institutions that provides shared services in support of research and teaching. TAMU Killam Library Director Douglas Ferrier said the new partnership affords TAMU remarkable new opportunities. The TDL is at the forefront of collaborative solutions to the growing challenges of digital storage, publication, and preservation of research, scholarship, and teaching materials. Their programs and services will help to further elevate our TAMU research and teaching initiatives, Ferrier said. Among the TDL programs that he said have special relevance for the Killam Library are participation in digital repositories, an electronic thesis and dissertation submission and management system, and a variety of scholarly communication services, including online journals and blogs, and scholarly conference management software. The TDL began in 2005 as a partnership among the state's largest universities, Texas A&M University, Texas Tech University, the University of Houston, and the University of Texas. Collectively, its 15 members represent more than 250,000 students, 500 graduate and professional students, and more than 20,000 faculty members. For more information, contact the Sewin Radcliffe Killam Library at 956-326-2138, email researchhelp@tamu.edu, or visit library.tamu.edu. For more information on these or any other stories, please visit us at tamu.edu. And for a list of upcoming events, please visit us at tamu.edu/calendar.